From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A second explosion has shaken Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power complex today, destroying the outer building around reactor number 3 at the facility. The blast sent a huge plume of smoke into the air. Dwali Saikautau is about 30 miles from the complex and reports the explosion was caused by a buildup of hydrogen gas, and a number of people were injured.
The plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power, says workers were injured during the blast, but it's not yet known how many, and if they were exposed to a dangerous amount of radiation. Yukio Edano, Japan's chief cabinet secretary, says the explosion at the plant's unit number 3 triggered a new announcement calling for residents near the plant to stay indoors. Officials with Japan's nuclear safety agency says radiation levels at the reactor were still within legal limits. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Koriyama City.
Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from around that complex. Paul Carroll, a nuclear energy expert with the Plowshares Fund and a former Energy Department official, says authorities in Japan are scrambling to try to cool down reactors at plants where cooling systems have failed.
We all know what happens when a radiator hose blows. If you keep driving that car, your engine's toast. Similar with a nuclear reactor, if that cooling water around those fuel rods leaks out and some of the fuel rods are exposed to air, they're extremely hot. They very quickly, not minutes, but within hours, they melt.
Carroll says the overheated reactors are being doused with seawater. Japan's Kyoto News Service is reporting that 2,000 bodies have been found on the shores of Miyagi Prefecture. The police chief there estimates the death toll in that province alone will eventually top 10,000. Japan's central bank today pumped $182 billion into the country's monetary system to help stabilize the economy after stock prices on the Nikkei exchange plunged more than 6%. The government of Bahrain has called in troops from Saudi Arabia and other Persian Gulf countries to help put an end to protests there. NPR's Frank Langford reports from Bahrain that some members of parliament there are calling for martial law.
Events in Bahrain have taken a new and ominous turn. Yesterday, police and protesters battled across the capital, Manama. In the evening, Bahrain's crown prince pressed demonstrators to agree to political talks. But he also warned, quote, Bahrain's security and the safety of its people have never been and never will be negotiable. Some protesters here are demanding a constitutional monarchy. Others want to depose the royal family. A royal family advisor said last night on Twitter that forces from other Gulf countries have already arrived in Bahrain. Neighboring states, particularly the monarchy in Saudi Arabia, see the uprising here as a direct threat to their own rule. Bahrain is a strategically important island in the Persian Gulf and home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet.
This is NPR News from Washington. A suicide bomb attack in Iraq has killed at least 10 soldiers and wounded nearly 30 other people. The bomber blew up his booby-trapped car outside an Iraqi army battalion headquarters in the eastern part of the country. The blast caused a building to collapse on soldiers who were inside. Health officials in Colorado are considering new regulations this week that could make it harder for doctors there to prescribe medical marijuana. NPR's Kirk Sigler in Denver says the move stems from a bill passed by the state legislature that aims to crack down on people who are trying to get the drug for recreational use.
Five states in the District of Columbia that have legalized medical pot already have tougher restrictions governing which doctors can and cannot prescribe the drug. In recent months, Colorado officials have received more than 100,000 applications for new medical marijuana cards, which has led to widespread allegations that the system is being abused. The Colorado Board of Health is set to decide this week whether to limit the ability of doctors to prescribe the drug. A new state law now requires a so-called bona fide relationship be proved between patients and their doctors. But pro-marijuana advocates and even some members of a prominent statewide physicians group argue the new regulations are too broad and make it overly burdensome for patients to get the drugs they need. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Denver.
A court in Pakistan has declined to rule on whether a CIA contractor being held on murder charges there has diplomatic immunity, as the State Department insists. The court says it's a matter for the trial court to decide. Raymond Davis was arrested back in January after he shot two Pakistani men that he claims were trying to rob him. He's currently on trial for the killings, but he's yet to be formally charged. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.